In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. It's always a joy to have you with us. Our Bible study series is on a package deal. Suffering, along with the power of the Lord in His resurrected life. We like the power of the Lord, don't think much of suffering. But the last couple of times we've noted that suffering is a part of the package deal that God has designed to develop character in our lives. We were talking about Joseph in the book of Genesis chapter 37, and what he learned about suffering that could be helpful. We saw that he turned to the Lord for instruction, endurance, and deliverance. Same thing we should be doing. Secondly, suffering could be helpful when we become sensitized to the sufferings of others, like the butler and the baker that were thrown into prison and then had their dreams. And he was concerned for them. He saw them the next day and he said, "Why are you guys looking sad?" You know, you first read that and you think, well, they were in prison. I think every morning I woke up in prison, I'd be looking sad. But not Joseph. Joseph had a smile on his face. He had a whistle on his lips because he realized God is at work. But he was sensitive to the needs of the sufferings of others. Thirdly, Joseph learned that suffering could be helpful when we're ready to learn from a trustworthy God. When we are ready to learn, those are the key words. Ready to learn from a trustworthy God. In other words, whatever happens to my circumstances, even when they get worse. First of all, he was a free man. Then his brothers decided to throw him into a pit. Then they decided to sell him into slavery. And then the wife of his slave owner falsely accused him. And then he's thrown into prison. It's getting worse and worse and worse. But we see that he had an attitude that he was learning about a trustworthy God. Is that what you're learning about God today, my friend? That He's trustworthy? Pastor Warren Wiersbe, who recently went to be with the Lord, shared in his notes from Philippians chapter 4 that the cure for fear and worry during suffering was a secure mind. And he said that that secure mind came from, first of all, God's presence. Philippians 4, the first five verses. God's presence. Recognizing that there is nowhere that we can go that He is not there with us. That's verses 1 to 5. Philippians 4, verses 6 to 9, he said, God's peace gives us a secure mind. Now, how do we get God's peace? Well, verses 6 and 7, it comes from right praying. Verse 8, it comes from right thinking. In other words, if you want to have the peace of God, you have to be praying right. So many times when we're going through hard times, our prayer is, "Lord, please get me out of this situation." Wrong prayer. The right prayer is, "Lord, what do you want me to get out of this situation?" See, a holy life doesn't live in the closet, but it can't live without the closet. I'll say that again. A holy life doesn't live in the closet, but it can't live without the closet. That's the prayer closet we're talking about. So right praying, and then in verse 8 of Philippians 4, right thinking. Whatsoever things are true and pure, and think on these things, the Apostle Paul said. So all other books are written for information, but God's Word is written for our transformation. Now you think about that. All other books that you can read are written for information, but God's Word is written for our transformation. And so how do I get God's peace? By right praying, right thinking, and then verse 9, by right living. Doing what the Word of God says. And then it says in verses 10 through 13, you'll have God's power. Verses 14 to 23, you'll have God's provision. What an awesome outline for one chapter. For one chapter. How to have a secure mind. And that's exactly what God wants for you today. But you see, suffering can be harmful when, number one, we become hardened and walk away from God. We've said that suffering is a package deal with the power of the Lord's resurrection in our life. But suffering is a part of that lifestyle. But when we become hardened and walk away from God, then suffering becomes harmful. Secondly, when we refuse to study God's Word to seek direction during these times of suffering and loss. See, Satan comes along and tells you God can't love you and allow you to go through what you're going through, and so we stop studying God's Word. And Satan wins. When I refuse to study God's Word to get the direction during these times of suffering and loss, I'm totally lost. I have no clue what God is trying to do. Suffering can also be harmful, number three, when I reject the comfort that others offer during these times. I can become angry and bitter and just totally turn away from comfort that people want to offer and words of encouragement and counsel. When I reject the comfort that others offer, suffering can become very harmful. God wants me to be open to their comfort and their words of encouragement. Prayerfully consider what they say. It can also be harmful, number four, when we reject the very idea that the Lord could bring something good out of all this suffering. See, now that's what the Bible says. Out of all this suffering, God can bring something good. And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. That's the lesson that says that God can bring something good out of all this suffering. But when I reject that very idea, then suffering becomes harmful, and I stop loving God. It can also become harmful when, number five, we accuse the Lord of being unjust, possibly even leading other people away from the Lord. We have no clue who is listening to our griping and complaining. We have no clue who is watching the way we are responding to suffering. Our children, our family members, our extended family, our co-workers, our church members, we have no idea who is watching that could possibly be turned away from God because we accuse the Lord of being unjust. Or suffering can become harmful, number six, when we refuse to be open to any changes that God may want to make in our lives. Changes. You see, God is the God of change. And if I so many times have the attitude, well, I don't do change. Well, guess what, friends? You may not do change, but God does change. And when God is trying to do a special work in our hearts and lives, he expects us to be willing to change because life is full of changes. Let me call your attention to Acts chapter 10. Begin reading with verse 9. And it says, on the morrow, as they went on their journey, they drew nigh to the city. Peter went up to the housetop to pray about the ninth hour and became very hungry and would have eaten. And while they made ready, he fell into a trance. And the story tells us about God then in a trance or in a dream sending down some what the Jews called unclean foods. And the voice said, rise, Peter, kill and eat. And Peter said, not so, Lord. Not so, Lord. You see, you can't say not so and Lord in the same sentence. Because if you say not so, he has ceased to be the Lord of your life. Can't say it. And the Lord was making a change in Peter's life and ministry. Are you willing to allow God to do the same thing in your life and your ministry? See, does the Lord seem to be leading you to maybe make a radical change in your lifestyle and maybe even your geographical location, where you're living? Is God moving you in a new direction? And he wants to use suffering to cause you to sincerely pray about it? Maybe God is wanting you to make a change of your choice of a college major. That's what God had to do in my life. Halfway through college, I changed my major from being a history major to a Bible major as a large result of my brother being killed in a head-on collision, leaving me an only child. Suffering. Major heartache. God brought me to brokenness. And God also caused me to consider the rest of my life. Maybe God is wanting to speak to your heart about the changing of a future life partner. Maybe you're dating somebody right now that is really not right for you. Or maybe you're considering somebody that you know is really not right for you. Is God wanting to use this time of suffering and an unease to cause you to stop and reconsider. See, remember, suffering can be harmful when we refuse to be open to make changes that God may want to be making in our lives. Suffering becomes harmful if we're not willing to make some changes. So we've learned that suffering is a part of the package deal of service and success in the Christian life. Now, what does God want you to learn about others, yourself, and God? See, the reality of eternity is becoming more daunting during these days of fear and uncertainty. So bring God into each of your conversations, wherever you are, at work, school, church, in your neighborhood, on your sports teams, wherever you are, the reality of eternity is becoming more of a daunting thought because fear and uncertainty are plaguing the minds of those that don't know Christ. So bring God into each conversation. Share your testimony of who God is and the peace that God is giving you. Ask God to make you aware of His providential hand in your life and environment. Aware of how God is working in your life, in your environment. Just ask Him to open up your eyes of understanding and remind you of how God is sovereignly at work. Or number three, are there some fractured relationships that you need to repair? And God immediately spoke to your heart when we talked about that earlier. So the question is, what are you going to do about it? Fractured relationships. Maybe they're members of your family that you no longer speak to. You say, well, it's not my fault. Doesn't make a difference whose fault it is. God says in the book of Matthew, either chapter 5 or chapter 18, if there's aught between two, the one that's spiritual, take the first step. Take the first step. And God will tremendously bless and give you peace and reconciliation. Maybe God could be leading you to consider making a change in your occupation, your calling. How about your investments? See, this is a time of change. Everything seems to be changing. Is God wanting you to make some lifetime changes? Life investment changes. So when we consider Joseph's name, meaning adding, A-D-D-I-N-G, the question is, what is the Lord wanting to add to your life during these times? Maybe God wants to subtract something from your life during these times. But if we are honest with God, He is a God of change. And God often will use times of suffering to speak to our hearts. My prayer is that you will let God settle your heart and mind during times of uncertainty. The unsaved world is watching, and they're learning about your God by the way you live. Remember this: if God brings you to it, He'll bring you through it, because there is no testimony without a test. Pass the test, and God will give you a testimony that's worth living. Till the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.